LiveWire Derek Chauvin found guilty on all counts in death of George Floyd. By Joshua Kaplan on April 20, 2021. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty Tuesday afternoon of second and third degree murder along with second degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd in May. Chauvin faces up to 40 years in prison. He will be sentenced 8 weeks from today. Follow all of the events on the Breitbart News LiveWire below. All times in Eastern. 7:40 p.m., Attorney General Merrick Garland issues a statement in response to the Chauvin trial verdict. While the state's prosecution was successful, I know that nothing can fill the void that the loved ones of George Floyd have felt since his death. 7:16 p.m., President Joe Biden is now delivering remarks. Biden adds, there's meaningful police reform legislation in George Floyd's name, but it shouldn't take a year to get it done. I assured the Floyd family that we're going to continue to fight for the passage of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act so I can sign it into law right away. 7:12 p.m., Vice President Kamala Harris delivers remarks on Chauvin's conviction. 7:10 p.m., former President Bill Clinton issues a statement on Chauvin's conviction. 7:01 p.m. 6:54 p.m. 6:48 p.m. 6:34 p.m., Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, says Chauvin's conviction is not justice. 6:29 p.m. 6:10 p.m. 5:58 p.m., President Barack Obama issues a statement on Chauvin's conviction. 5:57 p.m. 5:55 p.m. 5:54 p.m., Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, reacts to Chauvin's conviction, you know, someone said it better than me, I'm not celebrating, I'm relieved. 5:46 p.m. 5:44 p.m., Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison responds to Chauvin's conviction. I would not call today's verdict justice, because justice implies true restoration. But it is accountability, which is the first step towards justice. And now the cause of justice is in your hands. 5:42 p.m., House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, says of Chauvin's conviction, thank you George Floyd for sacrificing your life for justice. 5:41 p.m., Senator Tim Scott, RSC, weighs in on Chauvin's conviction. 5:36 p.m. 5:35 p.m., Representative Cori Bush, DEMO, flanked by fellow Congressional Black Caucus members, says of Chauvin's verdict, this is accountability, but it's not yet justice. 5:33 p.m. 5:27 p.m., Fox News host Jeanine Pirro reacts to Chauvin's conviction. 5:22 p.m., the NBA and NBPA release a joint statement regarding Chauvin's conviction. 5:21 p.m. 5:16 p.m., 5:11 p.m., Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., issues a statement on the Chauvin conviction. Today's verdict is an important step forward for justice in Minnesota. The trial is over, but our work has only begun. 5:07 p.m., jury finds Chauvin guilty of all counts in the death of George Floyd. 4:48 p.m., Vice President Kamala Harris tells CNN that the verdict in the Chauvin trial will not heal the pain that existed for generations. 4:43 p.m., 4:39 p.m., 4:33 p.m., 4:21 p.m., 4:19 p.m., President Biden reschedules remarks due verdict. 4:10 p.m., the scene outside the courthouse. 4:04 p.m., some information on the jury. 4:02 p.m. 3:56 p.m., House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, introduces censure resolution over Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, remarks to Minnesota protesters. 3:55 p.m., President Joe Biden is likely to speak tonight. 3:54 p.m., the verdict is reportedly unanimous. 3:44 p.m. 3:32 p.m. 3:31 p.m. This story is developing. Check Breitbart News for updates.